All right. Second thing is like now I'm going to go through the visit, the dairy farm visit. Okay, what I have it. So that's where you will see, you know, what it is happening and why it made me instant vegan. Okay, it's nothing like that. When I visited it, and now because we had the IBM badge, and now we said, hey, we would like to see these things. All right. And IBM is like one of the largest employer, you know, in Vermont. So it's like IBM is God, and anybody works IBM is like, no, they are praying all the time, because that's the economy, you know, going in that area. So I mean, that's why they don't see us a threat. We just, you know, passing by, and we want to look at it. So no, they assigned somebody, said, okay, show these guys the whole operation. First of all, he takes to the operations, you know, where all the cows are there, and their 100% milk is being used for ice cream. Okay, this Ben and Jerry ice cream, if you have heard about Ben and Jerry ice creams, no? That's the whole 100% milk goes for the Ben and Jerry ice creams, yeah, you know, in Vermont. Okay, so here we took it to the first place, in the cows area. The way they keep the cows is totally filthy. Okay, whatever minimum health regulations they can, you know, get by with, that's how they do it. In the certain areas, a cow can move a little bit here and there, but nothing much. In Vermont is like cold place. Okay, for 6 months right now, you cannot even, the temperature don't go 6, not 4 months at least. I mean, the temperature never go above zero. Okay, you know, in that environment, no, what you do, you just feed the cow, milk it, and use it. And there is no really physical movement in what we call it in the movement sense. The second things what they do, because the milking, they milk the cows 3 times, okay, and they use the machine, which is now kind of a standard things. Okay, so there is a machine, it's like set the timings like 3.5 minutes for milking. Okay, the 3.5 minutes they put the machine on it, and now every cow has no proper milk. Some will produce less, some produce more, but it's the timings are the same, you know, in that sense. So sometimes if the cow has a less milk and still is pumping, the machine is pumping, you can see the red color coming out of it. Okay, and so I asked the guy, he says, what is this? I mean, he says, well, it's a blood basically. All right, I said, how would you pass the test, you know, because all the inspections and all the testing, well, certain up to certain ppm we are under the spec, and we make sure that you know, parts per million, if you're saying okay. So we are still, because it is accepted certain amount of the, you know, blood in the milk. And if you do the testing, like if you have any testing, you know, spectrometers and trying to find out organic stuff, you know, and you will find that one. So he showed us, they showed the how we are within the spec. Okay, you know, in that one, if say find more cows like that, then they reduce the time. Okay, but it is still like, no, more or less, no, the timing point of view. Okay, then every cow they keep pregnant. Okay, every cow, no, it was like, no, probably I think 400, 500 cows there. Okay, all right, they keep pregnant, and it's all artificial inseminations. And they were, because when the cow delivered the first calf, the 2 months is the rest period, okay, and then they make her pregnant again. Because continuous pregnancy, the milk production or milk supply is higher, all right, with this kind of the process. And also every morning, and no, just every feed, they inject hormones. Okay, they give you the tablets. It's a various methods, you know, how you can feed, you know, feed the hormone. Now, could you imagine the 70, 80 years ago? And I ask all the questions to them, that if you don't give any hormones to the cow, if they live natural life and pregnant, okay, if they live natural life and pregnant, how much milk 70 years ago cows were producing under natural environment? Okay, versus today, how much milk the same cow produces, okay? And it's a 3x, okay? You are 3 times more. Okay. Before that, you used to have it like, no, morning and evening, no, you milk the cows two times. Okay. My grandmother had to milk cows. Okay. So, and when I was young, I used to go and watch, you know, these things, you know, in the countryside, you know, in that kind of things. Okay. So, here I see, I thought myself, okay, it is like, no, if you are a slave, whatever amount of work is doing, and you make that slave work three times, you know, more, how long, you know, that guy would last. So, body, what happens to the cow's body? After 5 years, even you keep pregnant, if you give all the hormones, the milk yield drops, because, you know, you have taken so much out of the body, you know, for, you know, this many years. And after that, this situation occurs. So, you look at it one after, you know, another series of the events, you know, when he was explaining it. Of course, no, I was just, you know, asking the questions and he was answering it. And, you know, we said, yeah, that's great. You know, you got a high productivity and you know, that kind of the things. Now you do it, so you continue the tour. Okay. And so after that, then what happens? Okay, how long you keep the calf with you? Okay. So the guy says, no, 2 or 3 days maximum. Okay, newborn calf. Okay, this is, we cannot afford that calf can drink the milk. Okay, so what do you do? He said, look, we separate from the mother the calf. Okay, this is commercial dairy I'm talking here right now. Okay, I'm not talking, no, small dairies or no, the dairy in the village. Okay, and like the milk production what you use here, 80-90%, maybe 95% is a commercial product. Mm. Anyway, what we get in the, no, in the market. So it's not like something, no, you are getting the nice, no, things coming out. Okay, so I said, no. So can you show us, no, what happens? And there were a few calves they were going to ship, and when they were separating the calf from the mother, it was like mother is, no, really after the guy. Okay, running after that. No, they sense it. They see it. Now she's not going to see the calf. And you can see the cry, the voice that comes out. Okay, and I mean, even though so many years has passed by, I can still hear that voice all the time. Okay, this is what we are doing it for our product. We are separating the calf from the mother, okay, so that we can have the milk and all the mithais and all of the stuff what we can enjoy, all right? But the important thing is, if the calf is separated, for 2 to 3 days, this cow does not produce any milk. Mm-hmm. Okay, so shocked, no, into it, and naturally, like, no, someone dies, you know, natural family, even if it is there, the mother, all right, just, no, stop, no, is in that deep state of shock. You don't, no, produce any milks or, no, anything like that, okay? And this is the stories when you look into it. Then I said, where do you take the calf? And this dairy was complete. He said, we have a wheel industry. Oh. And we use that calf for generating the wheel meat. And if it's called delicacy, basically. Like when you go to a high-class restaurant, you know, in the meat eating, when you spend 50 to 100 pounds a plate, okay, with that kind of the style, not 5, 10 pounds, and we go into the restaurant type of the thing. The meat they serve is the veal meat, okay? It is called veal. And it is so tender, so when you put the meat in your mouth, like it dissolves. Okay, it's so tender. I mean, it's not like you have to chew like a chewing gum or no anything like that. So what they do is they take the calf over there and they tie it so the calf don't move. Okay, they feed them iron deficit, no, food, whatever the iron deficit. Make sure there is no iron in the food. Okay, and that's how they raise. To get more and more, you know, fat or the meat to raise it, because if you move around the things, you know, you burn a lot of things. Okay, so for 6 months they raise it in the dark. Okay, they don't, you know, see the sunlight. Okay, their area is kind of a very controlled lights. You know, food is iron deficits, and that's what they feed. It's like a no, just raising this no calf, and after 6 months they slaughter it. Okay, so you torture them for 6 months, and then you slaughter it, and that's the meat. It is called veal, V-E-A-L, and that's the dairy, that's the standard practice for delicacy. The people who eat the meat. Okay, so again, this is kind of in general what I saw it in the commercial dairy, and I don't believe other commercial dairy will be more humane. Then it's a commercial one, that's why, okay, it's run by the company and big corporation. What they are always worried about, their balance sheet, okay, and whatever the stocks, whatever they are looking into it, okay, they are not. And I have seen, at least after that three dairies, I have seen in India, basically in Gujarat, Amul Dairy is kind of a giant one. Yeah. They don't keep the cows. They buy the milks, and there are small dairies, all over the places. And I have seen those small dairies and how are they doing. I'll share that experience with you. All right? Yeah. Cool.